Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. The show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area, Elite Vacation Homes is the place to go. They have homes from 2 to 6 bedrooms, they have pools, they have game rooms, and they have outside barbecues. So contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to rent a DVC hotel, if you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Contemporary, contact David's at davidsvacationclubrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to podcast number 153. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
A little better than you there, Horsey.
Yeah, I apologize to the listeners. I'm a little under the weather. I got a respiratory cold or some sort. So please bear with me, and hopefully you can still hear me.
It's called the After Disney World disease is what we all get.
Yeah, probably.
And we're also joined by our good buddy Bob Sycon from All In WDW. We're going to do the Sweet 16 of the rides down in Walt Disney World. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again, guys. I really appreciate it. Well, Dennis, you got to take care. You got to take care of yourself. You can't be going on vacation down in the nice warm heat and then go up to a snowstorm.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. Between that and rolling my ankle, I was in tough shape, but I'm on the mend. I'm on the mend.
Yeah, I think you're allergic to Boston now. You need to move to Florida.
Yeah, if you can convince my wife of that, have at it.
Well, that we both have to convince both wives. Mine's convinced. I just got to get ready to go.
Yeah.
So you ready to do a little bit of news so we can wish everybody a very happy Easter? So that's why Dennis is pulling through today. He wanted to make sure he got to wish all of our great listeners happy Easter.
Yeah. It's a joyous time of the year, and in a normal year, it's actually warm, but I don't know how it is down there in Atlanta, there, Bob, or down in New Jersey, Doug, but this cold is hanging on.
Yeah, we're only 48 degrees here today, so.
Yeah, it's crazy. For April 1st, it's still unseasonably cold.
So you wouldn't want me to tell you I walked home from work today in my shirt sleeves, huh?
Yeah, I figured as much, but that's okay. Yeah. You did your hard time up north, too, so you paid your dues.
Yeah, you deserve it. You were stuck in Cleveland for a long time.
Yeah, stuck's a good word.
So, hop on the news there, Froggy.
Yeah, just a couple of things. The Azalea Trail Maids join a special Easter pre-parade over the weekend. And what this is at 11:45 and 2:45, right before the two parade step-offs or kick-offs, if you will, on the 4th and 5th of April, some of the Disney characters and some of the cast members will be all dolled up in their Easter
their Sunday best?
Yeah, basically. It looks pretty vibrant and colorful and good little addition and something you don't see all the time. So if you're going to be down in Disney World this weekend, maybe it's something you want to check out.
The Easter Parade's pretty. We were down there the 1 year for it. The pastels are really cool, and you know how Disney is. They do everything all out, if you know what I'm saying. It's a good time, as much as you know how I blow by parades.
Right. Not your thing.
Nah, we get on rides, man.
Right.
Have you ever been down there at Easter before, Bob?
Yeah, we were just talking about that a week or two back. I think we have been down there at Easter. We haven't really done anything as far as, like, big celebrations. It's generally just been my wife and myself. But maybe once or twice we've been down there for just the Easter weekend. We're going to be heading out tomorrow, in fact. In order to enjoy the weekend this year as well.
So you're gonna have a nice Easter down there. Are you gonna go on any Easter egg hunts over at the Grand Floridian?
No.
Come on, Bob. No. You got to do it for the show. Go on an Easter egg hunt for us.
I don't think I'm gonna Easter egg hunt. Okay. But thanks.
They might hold one over at the Laguna Bar. That one you would definitely be interested in.
Yeah, but generally when I'm at the Laguna Bar, I've got other things that I'm more interested in that generally come with, well, loaded margaritas, but we talked about that last time.
So, good, then.
Yeah, and that just the last item I want to mention, again, Easter-related. On Sunday, on Easter Sunday, the Contemporary and the Grand Floridian are going to be offering a special Easter brunch. Let's see here. At the Contemporary, the brunch will be located in the Ballroom of the Americas, which I believe is on the second floor, if my memory serves
correctly.
And you'll be able to meet Thumper and Miss Bunny, and seating times are at 10 to 11:30, 12 to 1:30, and then at 2 to 3:30. Then if you go over to the Grand Floridian, you can meet Mr. and Mrs. Easter Bunny, and they will host you at the Grand Floridian Ballroom. And same thing, 10:30 to 12, 12:30 to 2, 2:30 to 4. I guess not the same thing, a little bit different on the times, but I guess you sign up for one of these blocks of time. Both hotels, the cost is $49 for adults or ages 10 plus and 27 for ages 3 to 9. Brunch buffet includes unlimited regular and decaffeinated coffee, hot tea, iced tea, mimosas, Bloody Marys, maybe purchased separately. Oh, boy. I thought we were getting Bloody Marys with this.
Nah.
No discounts are available, so I guess that means no tables in Wonderland and all that good stuff. But, again, if you're into celebrating Easter and you want to take in some characters, this is the way to go.
Probably be a good time.
Yeah, at least, you know, you could say you did it once, right? If you've never done something like that.
And you can't go wrong with a brunch. A little bit of both. Breakfast, lunch, it's always a good thing.
Yeah, they have the menus posted here. I'm not going to read them all.
That's quite lengthy.
But I'm sure it's the typical Disney fare. And there's probably a special twist on some of them that, you know, will make it maybe worth your $49 a head.
I encourage everybody to go to them. That way there'll be no lines.
There you go.
Did you guys see that the Diamond Horseshoe also for the weekend is going to be serving quick service lunch and table service dinner over at the Magic
Kingdom?
I did see
that. Yes, I did see that. Mrs. All in WDW picked up on that as well. I don't know that she has plans on going over to do that. I think Aunt Polly's also is going to be open. Isn't that what it's called on Tom Sawyer Island? And
yeah.
She asked me at one point, what is this Aunt Polly's place?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that earlier in the week, Bob, and I said on one of the shows I did, or Doug and I did, rather, a couple back, I went over to Tom Sawyer Island. It was closed, and I was kind of bummed out, but I guess they just use it during peak times and when they expect the parks to be at, you know, peak capacity, if you will. So that's good that it's open. I mean, if it was open, I'd go over there just to check it out.
It's open most of the time all through the summer in the hotter months for drinks and stuff like that, like the frozen drinks and all. But I notice it's closed a lot from like September on. Like once the busy summer season's over, they close it until Christmas again. I think they open it when it's real busy.
Right.
And then like Easter, this weekend's going to be crazy. The other last bit of news I have, I know you guys are going to be excited about that they put the wall up between Mexico and Norway to start the Frozen ride. Are you guys happy? You excited?
Yeah, I actually saw that, but I just want to change the wording around. It just says construction walls up between Epcot's Mexico and Norway as part of the Frozen expansion. I'd like to change expansion to invasion. That's how I'm looking at it. It's not an expansion. It's an invasion of the Norway Pavilion.
It's too much fun, though, with you guys with this.
Yeah, see, Norway used to be one of my favorite pavilions. You know, people will ask you, what's your favorite pavilion? And for me, it always, for some reason, has been the United Kingdom and Norway. But
right.
It's an easy answer for me now. I'll just go over and sit at Rose and Crown.
There you go.
Rose and Crown or Beer Garden, right, Bob?
No. I'm not too into Beer Garden. Rose and Crown, if I had to go anywhere in Epcot, I'm going to go to the WDW Main Street recommended Rose and Crown Dining Room and Spice Road Table.
I'll tell you what, they're probably my favorite two spots on in the World Showcase. Now there and then up to get the sushi over at Japan and hang out up in the gardens up there. That's really nice too. Get a little bit of sake.
Somebody just told me recently that Tokyo Dining has good sushi.
Yeah, they
Can't
do.
Remember. Yeah.
So you ready to get on with your polls here, buddy?
Sure, if you guys are.
We're ready. That's all the news I have. You have anything else, Dan, except for all the crazy April Fool's stuff going on?
Right.
Even though we talked before the show, the one thing I would like is the Olaf ride over there taking care of Leto and Stitch. Be our guest podcast, touring plans. Everybody's saying that they're shutting down what you call it?
Stitch's
Great
Escape.
And they're loading in an Olaf ride now.
Well, which sounded odd when you read it. I mean, my reaction when I saw that and before I realized it was a April Fool's joke, here's an example of them just completely retheming something that already exists so that you're going to actually have the same experience, just going to have different characters. But then the more I thought about it, I thought to myself, you know, actually, that's probably not a bad idea.
It's better what they had. I commented earlier that I think it would be better if they put Captain EO in there than Stitch's Great Escape. I mean, it's not a great ride, and it scares kids. Have you noticed that?
It
scared kids. It scared me.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what I'm saying? It's not like, I don't know. It's not. I never got that ride.
Yeah, I mean, if you remember the original one with Skippy in there, you know, that's why they rethemed it to begin with. Not really so much that they were looking to put Stitch in there, but it was terrifying kids and adults alike. So they toned it down, if you will, and went with a character they thought that people could relate to. But Stitch is one of those lightning rod characters that you either love him or you hate him. So that causes a lot of controversy as well.
I think a lot of people started hating him because of that ride. I don't think anybody hated him from the movie, but that ride like really freaked everybody out.
You know, I got to be honest with you. He kind of got on my nerves when they started adding him into the monorail spiel and all that. That to me went over the line. I mean, you know, that's classic
with your monorail.
Well, it's classic to Disney World, you know, and you know, to put that in there, I thought was just, you know, again, they were trying to push this movie and this character, and as Disney is apt to do, they just went crazy and put it everywhere they could, and it was just too much, in my opinion.
But Doug makes a good point. I think the last thing they're going to want to do is put Olaf smack dab in the middle of something that scares kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't mess with that franchise, right? I agree. Yeah.
So you guys ready to do the brackets? Let's get rolling, Bobby.
All right. Well, so thanks again
Sweet
for having
16.
Me on.
You're welcome.
So this is going to be the Sweet 16 of all Walt Disney World. You know, if the listeners heard the show we did on Magic Kingdom a number of weeks back, this has become a really popular concept, this, you know, brackets thing at March Madness time. It was something that, at least for all in WDW, I started 3 years back. So this will be the third annual all in WDW readers' favorite Walt Disney World attraction poll. And it's a culmination of the polls that preceded it for Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, Epcot, and Magic Kingdom. And it's comprised of the top four from each of those respective park polls. So what I have here is I have four groups of four for our Sweet 16. Each group has a first place, second place, third place, and fourth place finisher from one of the parks polls, and each group has one attraction from each of the four parks. So in the first round, you're going to get a real diverse selection of attractions that span the entire the entirety of Walt Disney World. And the premise behind this is the polls are out on allinwdw.com. You vote for your favorite attraction in any particular group. Now, of course, because we're talking about the cream of the crop here in Walt Disney World, the choices are all going to be really difficult. And that's part of the fun of the poll and the competition. What will happen is, each of the groups of four, the top two in each group, we'll move on to the next round. So since we have four groups of four, we'll end up with two attractions moving forward from each of the four groups and have an Elite Eight, which will then be comprised of two groups of four, and then the top two from each of those two groups will move into the final four, and then we'll finally, on that finale day, crown the all-in WDW readers' favorite WDW attraction. So, again, this is the third year, and I thought we could have a little bit of fun with it, with you, Doug, and Dennis, a little bit like we did last time. And I'll read off the groups of four one at a time and have you guys tell me which of the attractions you think will win a particular group and which you think will be the second place finisher. And as we go through the four groups, each of you will comprise your final eight attractions. And I'll ask you of those eight, which four you think will be in the final four.
So out of the, for example, like out of the Magic Kingdom, the People Mover and the Railroad were two of the four, right?
They did not finish in the top four.
Oh, me and Dennis are bumped. You know they're our favorites. But go ahead, Bob, read the first bracket off.
Okay, so I'm going to start with, I'm not going to start with the one that has the reigning champion in it. So I'm going to go to the second group here, and I'm going to start with Soarin', Splash Mountain, Festival of the Lion King, and Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith. So certainly a really tough group. And I want to ask you, Doug, of those four, who do you think wins the group?
Well, I'm going with who would win for me, not who I think is going to win. That's how I'm doing it this time. Okay. Splash Mountain will be number one for me, and Soarin' will be number two. That's how I would rate the two rides. I think those two come out of that bracket.
Okay.
And
gotcha. And Dennis, how about yourself?
Soarin' and Splash for me. Those two will make it out of the second bracket.
All right. So I've got that recorded, and we'll be able to come back to that later and maybe on a later show, take a look at how you guys did. So the next grouping then is Tower of Terror, Illuminations, Big Thunder Mountain, Kali River Rapids.
You want to go first this time, Dan?
Yeah, I will go with Illuminations and Big Thunder Mountain for me. We'll make it out of this bracket.
Okay. Me and him's going to be the exact same. You can't tell we're from the same show, can you? Illuminations number one, Big Thunder two. I know Tower of Terror will probably make it there, but I'm going with what I think, so I'm going to say Illuminations and Big Thunder.
All right, hang on. Okay, so the third group then is going to be Expedition Everest.
Boo.
Toy Story Midway Mania. Spaceship Earth, Pirates of the Caribbean.
All right, I'm going to knock your socks off this time. Even though I love Toy Story, again, I'm going with what I would pick. Spaceship Earth 1, Pirates 2.
Okay. Spaceship for you. Pirates for you. And I have to agree with those two. I mean, I do like Expedition Everest and I do like Toy Story, but if I had my preference from a personal favorite standpoint, those two would be pretty high on my list and maybe even come out of these groups. How about yourself, Dennis?
I'm going to be really different here. I'm going to say Pirates of the Caribbean 1 and Spaceship Earth 2. That's really them. Being different for this show.
Exactly. You know how we roll. We're old school, Dan.
Yeah. No, but I mean, the Everest, you know, we've talked about before. And I think, Doug, I'm surprised you didn't pick Toy Story Midway Mania because you really enjoy that. But I could take it or leave it. So a little unexpected here in this bracket, but they're all great choices, as Bob said. They're all cream-of-the-crop attractions, so you can't go wrong with any of them.
Well, just so you know, like, I've never gone on a trip that unless one of these two were closed, that I never that I passed up on going on them. And I never will. Now, Toy Story, I really love the ride, but if I didn't, it's the best thing in the studios for me. But
right.
Except for the Great Movie Ride, but I would definitely pass on that. If I had to choose, that would be number three out of them three for me, because those other two have the first two have too many memories for me. I mean, every trip there's a memory from it and from family,
right.
And you know, that's why I love those two rides. You have to want them if you're going to Disney World.
And I would agree. I mean, from an Epcot standpoint, probably the only attraction we try to do at least once every single trip is Spaceship Earth. And going to the Magic Kingdom, I mean, we just can't pass by Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, it's what, you know, just a, you know, it's just a...
mainstay.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great word. And, you know, I like Expedition Everest. Of the choice between the two, Expedition Everest, it's easy for me to get on. Mrs. All and WDW is not really big into roller coasters, and neither is our son. So even back in, you know, in the day that he came with us when he was younger, for Expedition Everest, with a single rider line, it's easy to get on.
Right. Yeah.
And Toy Story Midway Mania, I mean, it's, you know, that one has too long of a line. so for me, it would be Pirates and Spaceship Earth. So, all right, so let's go on to the fourth group then. This group contains the defending WDW champion. But let me read off all four attractions. The first one is Haunted Mansion. Then Kilimanjaro Safaris. Then Fantasmic, then Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. Dennis, you want to go first?
Yeah, I will go with Haunted Mansion number one, and I'm going to go Food and Wine Festival number two.
Okay.
And then Doug's going off the charts. He's doing his own poll, which the poll which it should be. Just so everybody knows, this is how it should be voted on. Number one is Kilimanjaro Safari, because it's an awesome ride, and it's one of the only rides that changes every single time you go on it. And then number two is Haunted Mansion for me. Food and Wine is great, and I love Food and Wine, but for me it's a festival, it's not a ride, and I'm going with rides here. I'm doing mainstay.
And I understand that. I can appreciate it. And I think that actually Epcot's Food and Wine Festival is the defending champion. They were the 2014 All in WDW Reader's Favorite Attraction for all Walt Disney World. And you know, there was a little bit of, I don't want to call it controversy, but there were some commentary last year that, you know, was it an attraction or, you know, was it just a, you know, a seasonal type thing? But in truth, you know, it is, at least in my mind, an attraction for Epcot, for Walt Disney World. And it is something that people plan trips around. I mean, you know.
I hear you.
So I think that it merited being part of the poll. Last year it was able to win. This year it's, in my mind, on a little bit shakier ground, because in the Epcot poll, it actually finished fourth. It was the fourth place out of the finale that we held for Epcot, and it's got a tough road in order to be able to get out of the first round, let alone proceed on into the finale. So that leaves you guys each with your top eight. So just to recap that for you, Doug, it's Splash Mountain, Thorin, Kilimanjaro Safaris, and Haunted Mansion. And then Illuminations, Big Thunder, Spaceship Earth, Pirates of the Caribbean. And for Dennis, it's Thorin, Splash Mountain, Haunted Mansion, Food and Wine, and Illuminations, Big Thunder, Pirates of the Caribbean, and Spaceship Earth. So what I was going to ask you guys is then, of those eight each that you guys have selected out of the Sweet 16, which four do you think will make it to the Final Four?
Well, okay, I'll give you my Final Four.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, my final four will be Splash, Illuminations, now, what four did you give me in the first? Are you put them in brackets, or you just want my four, what my four should be?
Yeah, just what you think the four should be.
Okay. I'll go, like I said, Splash, Illuminations, Spaceship Earth, and Kilimanjaro Safari. I'm going to go different here.
Okay, great. All right, so we have Splash Mountain, Illumination, Spaceship Earth, Kilimanjaro Safaris for Doug. And Dennis, how about yourself?
Okay, my four are going to be, number one will be Illuminations, number two, Pirates of the Caribbean, number three, Soarin', and number four, Haunted Mansion.
Okay, Soarin'. Haunted Mansion. See, and there goes Food and Wine. Didn't even make it into the...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, when you compare it against some of these attractions, I mean, I'm being, you know, I'd love to see Food and Wine win, but, you know, there's just so much good stuff here. It's you know, it's hard to pick it.
And I'm basically going by how I ranked one and two in each of the brackets that I gave you, so I don't want to go against myself. I rated Kilimanjaro ahead of Haunted. I rated Splash ahead of Soarin'. And Illuminations, you understand what I'm saying? So I'm going by the way I broke it down, so I'm being fair. So out of my final four, you want a final two now?
No, actually just one, because the finale will always be four attractions with one winner. So out of Splash Mountain.
I'm going to go Illuminations.
See, there he goes. All right, so folks, out of Splash Mountain, Illuminations, Spaceship Earth, and Kilimanjaro Safaris, Doug's calling Illuminations to be the 2015 WDW champion. And Dennis, out of Illuminations, Pirates, Soarin', and Haunted Mansion?
Yeah, I wish I could create some controversy, but I can't. I got to go with Illuminations, too. I think it's going to take it.
No matter how you get there, we both ended up down the same road, Dennis.
Right. With the other ones that I have in my final four, as great attractions as those are, I think Illuminations, you know, is just a notch above all of them. So I'd be surprised if Illuminations doesn't win the whole thing.
I got to be honest with you. I mean, I've been vocal in the past. I'm a little bit more fond of Wishes nowadays than I was in the past, but Illuminations is one of my favorite attractions in all of the parks. I mean, I'm surprised that it's never won this competition. It did win as the Epcot champion a couple years back, but you know, when it really comes down to it, it's just a phenomenal fireworks extravaganza. And, you know, I mentioned this, I think, on the last visit that I had with you guys. I got the opportunity to be reintroduced to Illuminations after probably about a year of not seeing it with Dennis and his very nice family several weeks back, and you know, sat there and watched it, and just it reminded me just what a phenomenal show it is. So of all the 16 attractions, I think each one can make an almost equal claim on being able to win this competition. But I've got to say that, you know, of the bunch, Illuminations a very serious contender. So you guys have picked a legitimate choice, as far as I'm concerned. I think it's you know, very strong possibility that it can win.
And I think, too, we've talked about this, it's the whole package. I mean, the build-up with the pre-show music and when they light the torches, and then the, you know, we talked at length about the musical score itself. I mean, it's just not all, you know, fireworks, obviously. There's lasers and all kinds of things that go with it. And, you know, if you really take the time to listen to the message of the, you know, what Illuminations is about, all being one, and, you know, it's
the world
kind of
together.
Yeah, it's kind of a moving show. And you know, I think if you look at it in total like that, I mean, it's, you know, I agree. It's one of the best things Disney has ever done or that's on property. You know, and it's not really an attraction. I mean, we get hung up on terminology here. I mean, is an attraction, you got to ride something, or can it be a show, or can it be Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party? I mean, people have different definitions of what an attraction is, but I think Illumination certainly deserves to be in the running with the rest of these great attractions that have made
it. You're so right. The thing that's so beautiful about Illuminations is, to me, is, and tell me if you guys feel this, when you're in World Showcase, and I know we've covered this the past few weeks because of your trips and everything, but sorry, our great, great listeners who know we love Illumination so much, thank you for bearing with me. But what makes it so wonderful is tell me that as crowded as World Showcase is, when you're there with your family, you don't just feel like it's you there alone. Don't it feel intimate, like you're enjoying this by yourself for as many people as there is? Don't you feel like you're alone with your family a lot of the time?
Yeah.
Hard to explain. You're just so comfortable there.
Yeah, because I think a lot of it has to do with that you're, whatever you're thinking about at that time, maybe you're thinking of a previous trip, Doug, or when your father was there. I mean, you know, it tends to stir up emotions, at least it does with me, that it may not be what you're feeling at that moment or the people you're actually with at that moment, but it kind of, at least for me, I reflect back on previous trips or previous visits, and, you know, it just brings up emotion for me anyways.
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead, Bob.
Well, I was going to say, I would agree with what both you guys are saying. I think I've told you the story before. You know, I mean, Illuminations is one of those soundtracks that is just very energizing, and there's plenty of Mondays that I go to the office, put on a set of headphones, and I listen through both that and Wishes, and it kind of gets you charged up a little bit for the week. And you know, it may sound would
it's
sound silly, probably.
It's yeah, very inspirational.
Exactly, and I always get to that point where for Illuminations, where there's the crescendo and then the, you know, huge fireworks explosion, and I kind of stop what I'm doing and just sort of like pause and close my eyes and then just enjoy that one particular moment. And in fact, I think I told Dennis this when we were together, that actual part of that soundtrack where it hits the crescendo and the fireworks is the ringtone on my phone. I mean, so anytime they call me, my wife will look at me and she'll say, "Aren't you going to answer the phone?" I said, "No, I want to hear this. I want to hear the ringtone first."
It's awesome. But it's just everything about it's awesome. But what I'm trying to say is when the lights go down and you're sitting there and everything's so cozy, you don't feel like you lose all the hustle and bustle, and you feel like you're there alone. It's so it's hard to explain, but you don't feel like there's a million people there with you, do you?
No.
You know, it seems like you have the little place in the show to yourself. It's hard to explain.
No, it's easy for me to understand what you're saying. I mean, even that evening, we were sitting there with Dennis and his wife and daughter and her friend. I mean, I wasn't paying attention to anyone else that was around us. And Mrs. All and WDW and I, our favorite place really to sit and enjoy it is back in the Italy Pavilion. They have those high umbrella tables.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go get us each a glass of wine from Tutto Gusto, and we'll sit at the umbrella table. And you can't even get, you know, a great view of everything in Illuminations, but you can clearly hear the soundtrack. You can see the sky fireworks. It's just a really relaxed, one of our favorite places in all of Walt Disney World is World Showcase. But at that particular time with that particular show and that particular soundtrack, a glass of wine, sitting there and relaxing, it's phenomenal. It's one of our favorite things to do.
Oh, it's amazing. When those lights start to dim, it just gets so relaxing and so cozy back in World Showcase. It, like, totally changes the whole atmosphere. It's just awesome.
And you're right, Doug. You know, I'm sure there is. You just don't notice it. But it seems like if there's any kids there, they stop crying and parents aren't yelling at their kids. It just kind of snaps everybody out of any type of bad mood they might be in. And they just take on a whole different attitude, I guess, during the show and the pre-show.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to be it for us, guys. We want to wish everybody a very happy Easter, a safe holiday. You guys have safe travels, Bob, on your way down to Walt Disney World. We're going to be jealous. Please send some pictures. Everybody go to All In WDW and check out the polls. And me and Dennis will be retweeting it. So if you're on Twitter, look for the link right from our site, too, and go over to Bob's and tweet his. Please, everybody, go give us a like on iTunes. We'd really, really appreciate it. Bob, I know you've done that for us. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you again for having me on this evening. I really do appreciate it, and I'm very grateful for what both of you do as far as sharing the links to the polls and some of my other material content on both Facebook and Twitter. I'm incredibly honored by it. Love being able to come on and talk about, these polls with you guys and have a little bit of fun with it like we did tonight. I too wish happy Easter to everybody. Please be safe. And to you guys as well, of course, especially happy Easter to you guys. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and spend some time with friends and family.
Well, go ahead, Denny.
No, I'm good. You guys covered it all, and I'm trying to minimize my words here, but happy Easter, everybody, and Bob, you and Doug and your extended families, and it's all good. We love having you on, and you're a great contributor to the show, Bob. So we wouldn't retweet it if it wasn't quality stuff, and it always is. And we enjoy reading it, and I'm sure our listeners enjoy reading it as well.
And again, guys, we want to thank all of our listeners. We appreciate all you guys for downloading us and listening to us. And we just want to let you know at the Easter holiday, we do appreciate you. And if you're down at the world, remember what I always tell you guys. If it's really crowded down there, slow down, look around, and enjoy the view. You'll find some things that you normally wouldn't see. Don't get all frustrated. Roam into a store, look around, and enjoy some of the things. And everybody have a great and wonderful Easter, and we'll talk to you guys real soon. Bye, everybody.
Good night. We'll be right back.
The stillness of the night, there comes a time to understand, to reach out and touch tomorrow, take the future in our hand. We can see a new horizon built on all
Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.